gets the call from the ever-willing Jack Clisby. He clips it to the back post. The late arrival is Martinez. Santelab, too easy. All too easy for Brendan Santelab. A well-constructed goal and a simple finish for the Wanderers top scorer, Brendan Santelab. And finally, the Wanderers win a match here at Spotless. 1 foot inside the top six after this result for Western Sydney.
Yeah, well, not only that, they won twice in the week and they potted three goals apiece. The ACL was the other one against FC Seoul. Rob at Cornthwaite joins us now. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. It was a good week for the Wanderers.
Yeah, it was. Very good week. Obviously, under a little bit of pressure in the ACL, having not won a match, and to go over there to away against Seoul and get the win was fantastic. And then to back it up on the weekend, get our first win at Spotless, obviously... long overdue, and hopefully we're hitting a bit of form now come the right end of the season.
Well, momentum's a terrific thing, Robbie. You know, do you feel there's an extra bit of a bounce in the step at training now?
I do. I mean, obviously we've never doubted ourselves, and we've said all along we still think we're a very dangerous side, but to get three goals in a game back-to-back obviously does a lot for the confidence, and with four games to go, I'm pretty sure there's some teams that will be looking down and thinking, maybe they hope they don't get Western Sydney in the finals.
All right. So what couple of things did you do better in the last two games to produce those goals than you've been doing previous that you can build upon?
I think the week before we played Adelaide and we absolutely dominated that game and it finished 0-0. So I think taking our chances was a massive, massive plus. We had 22 shots on goal against Adelaide and we didn't score. And then on the weekend, we had 22 and put three away. So that's definitely a positive moving forward. And I think defensively, we've been quite good since Christmas. And, if we start putting the ball away regularly, you're going to win a lot more games.
Yeah, it always amazes me with your sport, mate, and you've got different competitions going on. You're part of the ACL. And that was a massive win against FC Seoul.
It was. It's often talked about the differences in budget with the Asian sides, particularly, China and Korea and Japan. But to be honest, I think on a technical level, some of those players are probably slightly ahead of Australians. But, obviously I know from experience playing 4 years in South Korea that I think tactically, the Aussies are far advanced. And I think with the coaching staff that we've got, that gives us the edge. And as always, you say in sport, a team is always better than an individual. So it was a good team performance from us.
Did you like it up there?
I loved it. Yeah, okay. It was probably some of the best years of my career. And, it is a super, super competitive league. Facilities are A1, millions and millions of dollars spent on, youth football and, just simple things like all the players living basically in a hotel, breakfast, lunch and dinner provided every day. Just nothing, no expenses is spared. And, it was a wonderful time and just a great opportunity to live abroad. And, it was, something I'll cherish.
Mate, Spotless Stadium hasn't been a real winning ground for you. Has it felt strange there or has it felt like a home ground?
It always feels a little bit strange when you're playing on a football oval.
Yes.
But, we never really had in our minds any pressure of, we haven't won here and all that sort of thing. So, it's good to get that win and, people will stop asking that question now about when are we going to get our first win. But leading into the finals, I still think we can push hard for a home final now. We've only, I think it's 4 or 5 points off of fourth position. So we'll give it a good crack and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so you get Melbourne City without Timmy Cahill, don't you? He's on international duties.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been good for Timmy to come. He draws a crowd and he's a fantastic player. He's a Sydney boy and I'm sure he would have loved to come and play against Western Sydney. But, they've got plenty of other players who are dangerous. And you saw on the weekend once he came off, the likes of Fitzgerald and Bruce Kamau, a couple of young guys came on and basically, gave them an extra lift and they went on and scored a couple of goals. So injured and a lot of good foreigners. So it'll be a good test. But, you know, we played well against them last time with 10 men for most of the match. And if we can get the 3 points on Friday, it'll be a good, again, another confidence boost beating a top six side leading into the finals.
Good on you, Robbie. Great to chat, mate, and play well.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Well done. Robbie Cornthwaite there. The Wanderers, $2.50. The draw, $3.50. Melbourne City, $2.60. Wanderers, $15 to win the A-League. They're nestled in sixth, and another win will cement that in a way. So good luck to them.